So you're going to have to draw those sort of boxes. What do these things actually look like? So this is a picture of the instrument sitting in the lab upstairs. It's a slightly newer model. It's got a slightly different autosampler sitting on the top, but the basic machine looks exactly the same. So in this case here, the gas chromatographic control system, down the end, this little computer. The oven is this box in the middle, and this is a GC-MS, so there's a mass spec sitting in this box here at the end. The column, which is this thing here, sits on the inside of the oven. And there are a lot of variants of GCs out there, so this one maybe you can see it a bit more clearly in your book. This one then, a simple box-looking unit, this thing here, that's the GC. There are now GCs in cars to monitor the gas concentration inside the car to make sure that you've got a nice, friendly environment. There's no carbon monoxide sitting on the inside of the car and stuff like that. So high-end cars have got these things now. They've been in them for a couple of years. They're micro versions of GCs using exactly the same technology as these big ones. This is a sort of a typical sort of nuts and bolts HPLC system so that you can see everything hanging out. They do get much prettier looking these days where the bottles are hidden in boxes. But in essence, we've got reservoirs of solvents sitting around. We've got a computerized system. We have got a column sitting over here, and we've got an injection port here. So the syringe squirts the sample in. The solvent then is passed through our pump system here through to the column. And then out of the column, it goes through to a detector. And from there, in this case here, it's integrated and we get a plot thing out down the bottom. The column, totally different then in appearance. This one here is a coiled column of a very long length. This one is a short tubular column, which is packed on the inside. There's a picture of somebody then injecting the sample into the HPLC. So I've used these sort of an undergraduate level, but never actually used them in research, whereas I've used the GC quite a lot. This one here, it's a much more of a cookery thing, but on a student, Lachlan, that I was telling you about that did a natural product on his project last year, so he used these things a lot in his project, and he assured me that they're really pretty straightforward things to run at a research